Alternate Take is back. This is Liz Warner, formerly known to WDET listeners as Liz Copeland. I'm returning to the airwaves for a two-hour weekly exploration of music and art shaping Detroit's culture. Join me Thursday nights at 8 on WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at WDET.org/curious.
I'm Laura Herberg, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. Dan writes, up until the mid-1960s, maps and road signs of the Northwest Detroit street now known as Lasser, L-A-H-S-E-R, were called and spelled Lasher, L-A-S-H-E-R. Dan wants to know, what's up with that? Well, Dan, our journey to answer your question begins at the intersection of Grand River and Lasser.
I have a quick question for you. I'm with WDET, and I'm doing a story on this street right here. Uh-huh. Can I get you to tell me how you pronounce it?
Everybody over here, we say Lasher.
Lasher.
Lasher, not Lasser?
No, Lasher.
Even though it's spelled L-A-H-S-E-R?
Yes.
Lasser.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it's not Lasher.
No, it's Lasser.
My nana live on this street.
How do you say it?
Lasser.
Some people pronounce it Lasher.
What way's the right way?
Lasser.
Lasser is a county road that runs north and south between Outer Drive in Detroit and Square Lake Road in Bloomfield Hills. Plum Hollow Lane sits at the corner of 9 Mile and Lasser in Southfield. Amy Landon is a manager at the bowling alley. She says her aunt lived on the road, and like Dan, she remembers the spelling as Lasher.
I have a very vivid memory as a young girl, maybe 9, 10 years old, a game that I played with my family looking for the street names. And I remember my mom and dad and saying Lash, as in, like, I Lash, looking for the road to go to my aunt's house.
So there's Dan, there's Amy, there's a couple people on a forum who remember the street spelled this way. I called up Wayne and Oakland County officials to find out when the name change went into effect. But something puzzling happened. Both counties have records that go back at least until the 1940s, and neither county has a record of the road ever being spelled Lasher. I did some digging and found out why.
I'm Carl Lasser, and my grandfather was Charles Augustus Lasser.
The road is named after a person. A family, really. Carl Lasser, 77 years old, spoke to me from his home in San Antonio, Texas. His grandfather, Charles Lasser, was born in Redford Township in 1869 to his immigrant parents, another Charles Lasser, and his mother, Christine. Their family settled in the Redford area back when it was mostly sand dunes. Lasser Sr. was a wagon maker, and he and his wife had 5 kids. Their son, Charles Lasser Jr., grew up to be very involved in the Redford community.
See, he was a postmaster and a big wheel in one of the local banks.
He ran the first general store and served as a village treasurer and council member. But most importantly, Charles Lasser cut down the trees to make way for the road that would bear his family's name.
We pronounce it Lasser. You know, it's Bohemian spelling or German spelling, L-A-H-S-A-R, Lasser.
Or in English, L-A-H-S-E-R. Which brings me to this question. Why would Dan, Amy, and the people who posted in the forum have seen signs spelled Lasher if the road is named after Charles Lasser? The public information officer with the Road Commission for Oakland County has a possible answer. Craig Bryson says, believe it or not, sometimes street signs are misspelled.
Like anyone else, our employees who create the street signs are human, and you know, we all occasionally make mistakes or make typos when we're typing, and we do occasionally get a word that is misspelled.
Bryson says this happens about once a year. The county doesn't keep records of what signs have been misspelled, but it makes sense that a mistake would happen with a street name spelled L-A-H-S-E-R. Stephen Chrysomalis is an associate professor of anthropology and linguistics at Wayne State University. He says there are only a handful of words in the English language with HS in the middle of them. As a result, we're not used to reading words spelled that way.
Those of us who are literate are always reading words very often, not one letter at a time, but in a sort of whole word kind of way. We often transpose letters that will either correct a typo or, in this case, create a misunderstanding.
That's how Losser gets changed to Lasher. Chrysomalis says because Detroiters automatically switch the S in front of the H, it shows that here, the knowledge of English spelling rules is strong. So Dan, to answer your question, the road sign that you saw spelled Lasher was likely a typo. For media about Losser Road, visit WDET.org/curious. There you can also let us know what you're curious about in Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Laura Herberg.